Queridos hermanos y hermanas, dear friends, as you may recall, last week we heard the account of John the Baptist, his initial invitation to Israel to go back to the Jordan River, where the first Israelites had stood 1,000 years earlier, and after so many mistakes, to try to do it right the second time. Without greed, without taking advantage of the weak and vulnerable, to be God's people. Almost like, well, a married couple that gets into a terrible argument and then says, let's start all over again. We've learned something. Let's start all over again. This is Advent. It's time for that. To do it right, avoid the mistakes. It's what Advent is about, new beginning. And today, you heard it a moment ago, John spells out very specifically what that may mean in terms of basic honesty, generosity, mutual respect. You heard a moment ago, he addresses the crowds. What should we do? And the tax collectors, and the soldiers. First of all, I said to myself early in the week when I sat with this gospel in my lap, I thought to myself, well, what about the others? What about the shopkeepers? What about teachers? What about Pharisees? What about temple staff? What about farmers? No, each one of them really should say, well, what should we do? A new beginning for everyone, not just tax collectors and soldiers who were considered by Israel to be lackeys of the Roman government. It should be everybody. That was my first question early in the week. And then I said, but that's those folks in the first century. What about us? 20th century. Maybe the whole list should be updated. So I began making my own new list. What about politicians? What about television news reporters and commentaries? What should we do? Start all over. What about the police? Press hasn't been terribly good. What about clergy? Press hasn't been terribly good. What about drug dealers? What about used car salesmen? I mean, I had a nice long list. What about college presidents? No. Lawyers? Parish musicians? Name your own group. What should, and in each one of them, whatever group you're in, say, what should I do? I smiling to myself, thought of one of our local priests who felt the need to, you know, sit down with his mother and say, you know, I think you're drinking a little more than you should. Well, she said, what about you? Every one of us, you know, has to make sure that we're in this gospel today. And then I went one step further. Because I remembered that it was John the Baptist who was puzzled by Jesus. And in fact, so puzzled that after having proclaimed his coming, sent a couple of disciples to ask him. It's mentioned in Matthew's gospel, beginning of the 11th chapter. Ask him, look, are you the one to come or should I still look for somebody else? And he was puzzled because the response of Jesus to the disciples of John the Baptist kind of clarified a difference. Jesus said, you know, look around. The blind are seeing. And the lame are starting to walk. And lepers are cleansed and restored back to their community. And the deaf can hear. Jesus was healing, not condemning. He was helping, not punishing. And then I thought, you know, here we are in the year of mercy. Beginning the year of mercy. I made a point of coming through the door that just the other evening we had opened and blessed in a solemn way. Pope Francis, not changing anything, does perhaps reflect the gospel by changing the sequence. Saying, well, let's try to understand the pressures that people are living with. Let's understand the inner worries, the concerns. And only once we understand all those personal factors, then come to make some judgments. But not before. Because Catholics, we have inner motivation that's important for us as well as the actions. It's more Catholic to consider the inner as well as the exter, if I can say it that way. I mean, even for serious sins, it's got to be three things. It's got to be serious, and we have to know it's serious, and we have to do it anyway. Well, so often the decisions we make, they fudge all of those things. They really do. So Pope Francis says, let's have a year of mercy. Mercy in the sense of trying to understand people and start from there. Tuesday evening, we solemnly opened the Holy Door. It had been the main door of the cathedral, been closed for 10 days. What do we want people to understand before they make judgments? What should we understand about others before we make judgments? I've often said right here something I've learned over my many years in priesthood, that so often we do the right thing for the wrong reason. And the reason is really important. Or conversely, I say it looking in the mirror, I do the wrong thing but for the right reason. And it's in trying to understand myself, in trying to understand those around me, in preparing to make wise and careful decisions, we have to appreciate both of those factors, what we do and why we do it. We become hardened in our division here in this country, I think. Our judgment based on externals, quickly judging. I recall reading a couple of months ago about a very staunch Republican woman who decided to go to a Democratic convention, not to get ammunition, but try to get some understanding, looking, you know, for the reasons behind and learning in the process something about others and learning about in that case, herself, and inviting people to go across whatever aisle might exist in our lives, in order to understand the perspective of somebody else. That's really part of Advent. So maybe the effort of John the Baptist to come back to the Jordan, start all over again, didn't go back far enough. Maybe he needed to go back to asking, what do people need? In order to understand them. People need understanding. We need encouragement. We need insight into ourselves. That's what we need. And then we can come to good moral decisions. I had an aunt. My mother was wonderful. She died 25 years ago. I had an aunt, a wonderful woman who'd had some hard times in life. And I always thought that if I had to choose another mother, I'd go to her. Because she understood. She was not quick to judge. I felt I could tell her anything. And she wouldn't, you know, she wouldn't say, oh, it doesn't matter. It does matter. But she could hear and listen and understand. The past week, religious leaders of the state gathered in Wisconsin Dells for what they call a retreat. It wasn't a lot of praying, but it was a lot of conversation. And as a matter of fact, we had some guests in the course of the 2 days we were together. We had Hannah Rosenthal, who had served as a general federal ambassador about anti-Semitism. And she came to talk about anti-Semitism in our society today. Fascinating. She's from Milwaukee originally, and people said to her in Washington, why are you going back to Milwaukee? And she said, because there are pockets of anti-Semitism in our part of the world that's very severe. And she named West Dallas and New Berlin pockets there. And then we had Dr. Al-Zikar Shaw, who's a noted expert in Islam. He came and talked about the current moment of our American history. One of the 150 internationally recognized scholars that signed a document critiquing ISIS and pointing out 19 different issues that they were clearly at serious violation of the Quran. 19 different issues. And he spoke about that and spoke about the need for help in understanding. And I recalled that when that statement first came out, local newspapers said it's not worthy of mentioning, was discounted. And then I recalled to the group of our own history of inter-religious strife, how Catholics and Anglicans less than 500 years ago in England had killed each other, and Queen Elizabeth, Queen Mary, one Catholic, one not Anglican, and killed each other's leaders and posted each other's heads on bridges in London, and how the Lutherans and the Calvinists had persecuted the Anabaptists less than 500 years ago. So we've got all this history. And Advent is a time to take a second look. We need to start all over. We need to understand that it's not just soldiers and tax collectors. It's every one of us. And we need to start with mercy that looks for understanding before we move to judgment. Understand before we judge. And then we're like God, who loves us into goodness, because he understands how much we need it. And that's a reason to rejoice, seems to me. The gospel of the Lord.